It makes sense for Rashford because he obviously will move away from Manchester, who's becoming a toxic environment for him, and he will be a step up.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, the Ireland players on the move at the halfway point of the transfer window. Arnold Slot gives his stamp of approval to Nottingham Forest's Premier League title challenge. And Pep Guardiola explains his viral post-match discussion with Stefan Ortega. First today, Tom Cannon could be making a permanent move away from Leicester, despite being recalled from his loan move at Stoke. The Ireland striker has scored 11 goals in all competitions for Stoke this season, including 4 from the penalty spot. Cannon joined Leicester from Everton on deadline day of 2023, but a back injury delayed his Foxes debut last season and he managed only 3 championship starts. The 22-year-old could be on his way to Sheffield United, who have reportedly bid £7 million for his services. Ireland under 21 international James Abankwa could be reunited with Festi Ebisele at Watford. The former St. Pat's defender has been linked with a loan move to the championship club from sister outfit Udinese. Abankwa has been left out of the most 2 recent Udinese match squads, having made 4 consecutive substitute appearances in Serie A. Festi Ebisele made the same loan move at the end of August and has made 17 appearances for Watford in the championship this season. Another Ireland under 21 international on the way is John Patrick. Ligue 1 club Rance have paid Hetafe €500,000 for the 21-year-old midfielder. Rance are without a win in their last 6 league games and are 4 points above the relegation zone, but they did beat Monaco on penalties last night to advance to the last 16 of the French Cup. And Aaron Connolly looks set to cut short his deal at Sunderland for a move to Millwall, and today could bring more light to Evan Ferguson's situation at Brighton. A recurrence of an ankle injury has halted his progress this season, and his manager Fabian Hertzler hasn't ruled out a move away from the Amex for the Ireland striker.
It's very important that Evan gets now back on the pitch. I think at the moment he suffers because of his injury, but also he proved why he's here and playing for Brighton. He's a player that come from the youth academy, and that's also the way from the club, and like I said, again, we will negotiate the same with Evan. What is important for him, what is important for his development, where can he improve the best, and then we will make decision together. This decision is should be chosen what's the best for the player and for the club. And in the end, we had sent Buonanotte, for example, to Leicester, and we know that the Premier League is a very good league to improve, because it's tough, it's intense, and especially for young players, it's the perfect environment to adapt. And in the end, they want to play for Brighton, and we want that they play for Brighton. So I think when they improve in the environment or in the league where we are also playing, it's always very helpful. So that's why I'm not thinking about making the other teams better. It's more about what is the best for the player.
Arnold Slot's endorsed Nottingham Forest status as Premier League title contenders. Liverpool dropped points for the second consecutive game with some Matt Sells heroics in the Forest goal, meaning the leaders had to settle for a 1-1 draw at the City Ground. Forest remain Liverpool's closest rivals in the table, 6 points off the top, but Liverpool still have a game in hand. And Slot believes Forest have all the tools to maintain their challenge.
I said already before the game, after 20 games, you can judge the table much better than in the first 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 or 10 games. And if you are right up there with us and with the other teams, and I don't think they are here because of luck, it's for every team very hard and difficult to play against them. They've already had a few difficult away games, with United away, with City away, with Arsenal away, us playing us already twice. So that shows you that they are... that they are a team that can compete with fourth in the top end of the league table, and I also think, but you have to tell me if I'm right, but I think they've had most of their players available till now for the whole season, so I almost see almost the same lineup, and that is a quality for the coaching staff they have as well. So if they can keep bring the same players on the pitch, I see no reason for them to drop a lot of points, because it's a difficult team to play against.
Slot's Forest counterpart Nuno Espirito Santo is not buying into the notion of Forest as title contenders, but agrees with his captain Ryan Yates that they do need to show they are still a big club.
We are in a big club.
We don't need to. Don't need anything to that proves that we are in a huge and club. Forest is a big club. When I think the words of Yates is, it's that demonstration of the respect that they have among themselves and not allow nobody to ever start or stop believing that we can achieve something nice. This is the best credit. And for the game, when you finish the game and you go in the dressing room, always the players are not very fair on their judgment, but they were disappointed. But now you look back and say, Liverpool had a lot of chances. So, but just having this feeling shows that we are slowly progressing on what we want to become a good team of football.
Mark Travers was among the standout performers as Bournemouth inflicted another blow upon Chelsea's faltering title challenge. And Donny Iraola's side came from a goal down to lead 2-1 at Stamford Bridge before an injury time Reece James free kick salvaged a point for Chelsea. The game's big controversy saw David Brooks avoid a sending off despite a VAR review after his arm made contact with Mark Cucurella. The respective managers, starting with Enzo Maresca, had contrasting views on the incident.
I said already many times, to be honest, that for me when there is not intention to take the ball, it's red. They have to explain. So if they give yellow, that means that there is something that happened. So how they can judge that was not dangerous? Because you cannot judge it, that is not dangerous. The intention is just to, you know, go against Marco Correa. So in my opinion, it's red. But hopefully we can be more lucky with the referee in the future.
I don't understand also why the VAR asks the referee to go and check this. Is for me the play is quite clear. Is Robert Sanchez on the ball? He's gonna throw the ball to Cucurella to do the counter. And Brooks wants to stop Cucurella, grabs him. There is no violence, no hard knock. There is nothing. So I think it's a clear yellow card. Is when you grab one from the shirt to stop the counter. Is I've seen nothing violent. And yes.
Pep Guardiola claims he was merely telling Stefan Ortega how well he played in a clip that's been widely shared on social media. The Manchester City boss had animated conversations with his goalkeeper and Josko Gvardiol after City let a 2-0 lead slip away to Brentford to draw 2-2. Despite the aggressive look to the conversations, Guardiola says they contained nothing but praise.
How good he played. He played an incredible game. I was satisfied. We talked one action, but it's the same with Ortega. I said how good he played in the actions with the ball, how good pass to Erling, how happy and satisfied I am with especially with these two players, what they have done.
Guardiola also paid tribute to one of his predecessors in the City dugout, Tony Book. The club's former captain and manager passed away earlier this week at the age of 90. As captain, Book led City to league and FA Cup success and the European Cup Winners' Cup in 1970.
Yeah, we want to dedicate for him. Had been the club belongs to this type of players, the legends. It was an honour for me to meet him. As a, on behalf, of course, all the team, all his family. I think we are going to do the real, you know, thoughts on him on behalf of the club, and I think he had an incredible life. His smile, his even, you know, I met him, the way he talks, always with a big smile in his face. So he will be missed a lot. I'm pretty sure Mike Summerby especially, because he was a close friend, and yeah, for his family, the best for all of us.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta believes tonight's North London derby could be their most important game of the season so far. The Gunners, who lost to Newcastle and Manchester United in cup competitions in the last week, know a win over Tottenham would close the gap on leaders Liverpool to 4 points. Arteta has called on their supporters to create the best atmosphere the Emirates has seen.
Because of the atmosphere, because what it means to our people, what it means to us, everybody is involved in the game. So this is something that is in our hands, for example. Let's create the best atmosphere that we have played at the Emirates.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Before that, at 7:30, David Moyes begins his second spell in charge of Everton with a game at home to Aston Villa. Moyes spent 11 years at the club before he left in 2013. The Toffees are just 1 point above the relegation zone. Moyes wants to make sure the club head into their new stadium next season in the Premier League.
I think when you care so much about a club, and one that needs to be in the top flight and has been, it would be a great feeling for us all to go into the new stadium, but it will be mainly great if we if we're a Premier League club and we can give everybody something to shout about.
Two other games at 7:30 as well. The informed Newcastle can move into the top four if they win at home to Wolves, and Leicester take on Crystal Palace, knowing a win could potentially take them out of the relegation zone. And Keane Coleman hasn't had to look too far for a new club. The former Cork City captain was released by the Turners Cross Club despite leading them to promotion back to the Premier Division. Coleman has signed for Cove Ramblers for the 2025 season. And staying in the First Division, Dundalk have snapped up teenage midfielder Andy Parashiv, who was part of the youth setup at Bohemians.